Most people think of religion as being something you do in order to get to heaven. Being in heaven is not self-realization. It's not knowing God. It's a very low level of achievement. There was a story of a saint in India, and an angel came to him with in a chariot saying, "You've shown such virtue that you are worthy to be taken into heaven in your own body." This means, of course, it's symbolic for saying that you leave your body consciously. And the saint said, "Well, that's very nice. What are the advantages of going to heaven?" And this angel said, "Well, you're a very peculiar person to ask such a question, but since you've asked me, I'll have to tell you that it's a place where you get to mix with the angels, with the gods, you have a wonderfully happy life, you mix only with good people." And the saint said, "Well, you've described a beautiful experience, but my experience of life is that for every good, there's also an evil. What are the disadvantages of going to heaven?" And the angel said, "Well, I must say you're a most peculiar person to ask a question like that. Nobody ever asked that. But since you've asked, I have to say that because you haven't attained union with God and you haven't attained the higher state, you can mix with the angels, but you cannot advance spiritually. You can only expiate the good karma, or I should say live out the good karma that you have accrued that brought you there. And after that karma exhausts itself, then you will have to be reborn on earth. And when you realize that the time has come to leave that beautiful area, that beautiful region, then like the leaves in autumn, your happiness begins to drop. And you realize that sooner or later you have to come back, and you have to come back to this world." And the saint said, "Well, thank you very much, but the disadvantages you've outlined are so colossal. I can't imagine anybody in his right mind wanting to go to heaven." And the angel said, "Well," he said, "isn't there anything better than this?" And the angel said, "Well, there's this region beyond where we live, but I can't describe it. It's beyond light, beyond dark. And to attain that, you have to remain in a physical body and meditate deeply and more deeply." And so the saint said, "Thank you, I'd much prefer to be here." And he spent the rest of his life just meditating, going beyond the good qualities and merging into God, so that when he died, he became one with God. Self-realization is much more than going to heaven, and most religions teach you only that. The only religion I know of that doesn't teach that is the Hindu religion, which I call Sanatana Dharma. That's the indigenous name. Hindu was given by foreigners based on the Indus River. But that religion means that which came out of God must go back to God. And the religion of the whole universe cannot be different from that. Wherever we are, we have come from God. We must go back to God. That is self-realization. And therefore, Yogananda said that in the future, people will understand in all religions that the essence of all religions is self-realization.